No man can be asked to do more than his best, even if he falls short. Duke Paulus Atreides. Now that Jessica had revealed the truth, Gurney understood why Bronso must not be captured. Duncan, though, unaware of any subterfuge, continued to throw himself into the task with all his energy. While the Gola gathered details, Gurney labored to deflect the search subtly, trying not to get too close to the target. Thankfully, Bronso and his mysterious allies were masters of deception, planting false leads to establish dead-end trails that Gurney methodically followed, knowing they would lead nowhere. He didn't like to deceive his friend, but his greater loyalty lay with Lady Jessica and to House Atreides. He understood what Paul wanted and why, while Duncan did not. However, the Gola was not only a swordmaster, but also a mentat, and not easily fooled. Gurney's many intentional failures were beginning to make him seem gullible or inept. Before long, Duncan would undoubtedly stop taking his advice, or worse, grow overtly suspicious. Gurney paced their headquarters chamber in the Arakeen Citadel. Face dancers are Tlilaxu creations, so Bronso must have some sort of business arrangement with the Bene Tlilax. Maybe we should go to Thalem and interrogate some Tlilaxu masters. Duncan shook his head. The Bene Tlilax hate House Vernius for ousting them from Ix, and the feeling is reciprocated. That is bound to be another dead end. Since the Gola also had his own unsettling connections with the Tlilaxu, Gurney wondered if he could be reluctant to return to their worlds.
At least it's a new approach. At this point, I'm willing to try anything.
I have another approach, Duncan said. We can search among the Waku aboard Guild Highliners. We know the one named Ensign has a previous connection with Bronso Vernius. Find that one, and we might get some answers. Gurney concealed his alarm as best he could.
It's been, 19 years since the boys ran away? How do we even know Ensign is still working for the Guild?
Because the Waku are forbidden to disembark on any planetary surface. He cannot have gone anywhere. And we know the Waku are involved with Bronso because you and Lady Jessica observed them distributing the seditious literature during your passage to Arrakis.
Ah, so we did.
At the time, though, Gurney had not been aware of what he knew now. Boarding the next guild ship that arrived at Arrakis, Duncan and Gurney marched to the restricted decks bearing authorization documents signed by the Regent Alia herself. The cowed guild security officials led them to a suite of windowless office cabins where sallow-skinned administrators sat at a row of desks. Though the administrators showed no enthusiasm for the task, the guild knew the source of their spice and knew not to interfere. One administrator gave a brief bow, not rising from behind his desk.
We will provide complete access to our personnel data, but we have very little information about individual Waku employees. They have lived aboard guild ships for many, many centuries. They are company assets, like equipment.
Gurney scowled.
Gods below, man. Even your equipment has serial numbers.
The guildsman pondered for a moment, then left the chamber. He returned a short time later with printed records, shigawire reels, and crystal-etched documents.
Perhaps the information you seek is here.
To Gurney, the task seemed hopeless, and thankfully so. But Duncan dove into the records with dogged determination, dropping into mentat focus to scan the considerable amount of data. An hour went by, then two, then three, while Gurney waited patiently. Finally, Duncan rose behind the pile of documents on the table. His Gola face held a satisfied smile, though his metal eyes were unreadable.
I've found him, Gurney.
I know which ship carries Ensign. We will command the navigator to divert this vessel so that we may intercept it. Gurney's heart was heavy, but he pretended to be pleased.